Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about a couple of issues as it relates to requesting mechila if somebody offended somebody else or spoke lashon hara about somebody else. Typically the mechila is done on Erev Yom Kippur, but if somebody knows they've done something wrong, don't wait. Do it all year round. Now, having said that, in the Halicha Shlomo, we're going to talk about two points. Point number one is when asking mechila, can you simply say to the person, please give me mechila, and you know you did X and Y and Z, and maybe you even did A, B, C, D, E, F, G to the individual. Is it enough to give a blanket request? I apologize for whatever I've done to you. And if the person says, I'm mochel, that suffices. Or do you have to actually give some information, line items, about the various sins that you did to the person? So in the Halicha Shlomo, it says as follows, Bakashat mechila bofen klali, requesting mechila with a general request, shemevakesh mechaviro mechila kol ma shachatalo, simply requesting, can you give me mechila, forgive me for everything I have done to you. That's the typical way of doing it. However, that only works, mo'ila lepigia kala bilvad, only works for light sins, meaning you were a little bit offensive to somebody, you did something light, not a big sin, not something horrendous. That would suffice to ask the blanket mechila. However, if it's anything more significant than that, and it doesn't bring in the sefer what falls into which category, what's significant and what's not significant, but if it is more significant than in actuality, you have to give information. If the person doesn't know, if the person doesn't know what you did, you'd have to say, I did X and Y and Z. You'd have to give the actual information. So for light infractions, a blanket request from mechila would work, but anything more than that would require more detail. That is point number one. Point number two is going to relate to a fairly famous machlokes when somebody tells lashon hara about somebody else. So let's say A says lashon hara about B. B doesn't know about it, and A wants to ask mechila. Feels bad, as they should, and wants to ask for mechila from B. Do you have to tell B exactly what you said, or approximately what you said, or could you simply say, I told lashon hara, I apologize, I did something to you? Is that sufficient? So we have a machlokes on this point between the Chofetz Chaim and Rav Yisrael Salanter. The Chofetz Chaim, in his Sefer Chofetz Chaim, writes that k'shekol shehuzak chavero al yadei sipro, if anyone was injured, if A, telling lashon hara about B, caused him harm, you have to obviously ask mechila. Even if B doesn't know anything about it, he doesn't know about the lashon hara, tzarech legalos lo, you have to inform him, you have to disclose what was said, ma sha'asa kenegdo, what you did to him, shelo kedin, that you should not have done, ulekvakish mimenu mechila alzen, you have to ask mechila for that specific infraction, kevan chu yodea shal yadon isfav lo davarza, you know what you did, you know that you caused the person harm, you spoke lashon hara, you'd have to inform him. It says, that's the language, sorry, legalos lo ma sha'asa negdo, you have to inform him what you did to him. So that's part and process, part and parcel of the request of mechila, is saying what you did, what was the lashon hara that you spoke against that person. On the other hand, Rav Yisrael Salanter was of the view, dekeven shal yadeza yigram lechaviro tzar, because when A would tell B what he said about him, that's going to cause him sorrow under normal circumstances. When B hears what was said about him by A, he's going to really be unhappy, he's going to be sad, or he's going to be upset about it. It's going to be sorrowful for him. And accordingly, says Rav Yisrael Salanter, it's ill-advised to inform him in order to remove the chov of tshuva. On the one hand, we're trying to have A have a full tshuva, so that would apparently require full disclosure. But if that full disclosure is going to harm, is going to hurt, is going to cause sorrow to B, then that should not be done. So that's the machlokas between the Chofetz Chaim and Rav Yisrael Salanter. Chofetz Chaim apparently saying even if it would cause sorrow to be, A has to inform to have a full tshuva, and Rav Yisrael Salanter is coming out in favor of not disclosing if it was cause sorrow. It's more important to not cause sorrow to be than to fully disclose. And on this machlokas, and this is our second point in the Halicha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman Arpan Paskin, as follows, Misha Siper Lashon Hara Al Chaveiro, Vein Chaveiro Yodea Mizeh, somebody spoke Lashon Hara about somebody, and B doesn't know about it. So A spoke, B doesn't know about it. V'im yigalelo hadavar k'dei levakash mechilato yitzda'er Hala b'shamo akach, and if in order to ask mechila, if A would have to disclose to B, it would cause B sorrow hearing what A spoke about him. Here, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arba Paskin's like Rav Yisrael Salanter, not like the Chavetz Chaim. Lo yigal elo asadar, he indeed should not disclose to him the specifics of what he did. He should ask mechila, but without informing him of what the actual lashon hara was. Have a wonderful day.